From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There was more fallout today on Capitol Hill from last week's decision by the Air Force to purchase French-made Airbus refueling aircraft. Boeing lost out to a bid by Northrop and its European partner, Eads. Today, Boeing's advocates in Congress summoned the top Air Force weapons buyer to answer questions. And NPR's defense correspondent, Guy Raz, now joins us. And Guy, first, remind us about the outlines of this deal.
Well, Robert, this is actually the biggest military contract ever awarded to basically a foreign bidder. It's worth about $40 billion. And over the lifetime of this contract, it will probably be about the third biggest Pentagon contract ever awarded. It's to start replacing the Air Force's aging fleet of air refuelers. These are the flying gas stations that refuel jet fighters, for example, over Iraq and Afghanistan. And last week, the Air Force announced that they awarded this contract to the European company EADS and its junior partner, the American company Northrop Grumman, to start building these new refuelers. And it's a decision that's been met with, shall I say, fury by most members of Congress, who all basically expected this contract to go to Boeing, the American company, and they all thought it was a slam dunk for Boeing.
Yeah, we heard some furious comments on this from the Senate on this program yesterday,
right,
from senators who come from states where there would be jobs. Well, can Congress actually reverse the Air Force's decision if it wanted to?
Well, the short answer is they can't. They can't actually reverse it, but they can certainly kill the project, and they can kill it by withholding funding for the deal. And in fact, some members of Congress are vowing to do just that.
And they'd be holding the whole program hostage in that case. There would be no refueling.
That's right. But, indeed.
Well, there are members of Congress who are saying that this decision did hurt jobs in their states. Why didn't the Air Force give priority to Boeing for a big defense contract?
Well, you know, Robert, the Air Force actually can't. They're not allowed to take job creation under consideration. They were actually charged with assessing, you know, which plane was actually going to be better for the Air Force. And they decided it was the Airbus air refueler, not the Boeing model. Now, a lot of reporters, myself included, who've been covering this story, have been briefed extensively by both companies, Northrop and Boeing, on the planes that they were proposing. They had both had good products, but essentially the Air Force, under U.S. law, was actually required to look at this in a very dispassionate way. This had to be an open competition. And, you know, some of the members now screaming from the rafters on this have, in the past, supported, you know, things like free trade and a free market system and competition. And now that their team essentially didn't win, you know, all of a sudden some of these same members of Congress are sounding like protectionists. And essentially the Air Force officials who came to Congress today to explain the decision, they sort of implied that was what was going on.
We should point out here that there are some members of Congress, Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama was here, who are not so displeased with this because in Alabama there will be jobs under the contract as it was let.
That's right, and they're in a minority. I mean, the overwhelming number of members of Congress are angry about this decision, but obviously members from Alabama, some members from Florida support it because this will create some jobs in their districts.
Guy, thanks a lot for talking with us
about
this. NPR defense correspondent, Guy Raz.